And you're like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. He has no idea what he did. He didn't feel like he was coming on strong. He didn't ask you to marry him. He didn't ask you to be his girlfriend. He has no idea what he did. Because he's just speaking possibilities, not knowing that they're being listened over there as plans and promises. Can you see it? Can you see the way that the whole mess works? So this is how it blows up. This is how men, you know, think women came on really strong and back off. This is how women think men came on really strong. This is how just the whole thing blows up. Because we are not listening to each other the way the other person is speaking. We're not listening to each other. We're out of sync. Our listening and speaking is out of sync. So I'll tell you what to do about this, okay? If you are a guy, stop trying her on out loud. Just stop. If you're thinking, wow, she'd make a good mother, don't say it. Honestly, just don't say it. If you're thinking your mother would think she's the best thing since sliced bread, don't say it. If you think she'd be really fun to go camping with, don't say it. Just keep sitting there smiling and enjoying her company and thinking all these great things, and won't that be great? And don't say anything until you're going to say, would you like to meet my mother next Saturday? Would you like to go camping on August 12th? Would you like to see the Grateful Dead on September 14th? Would you go to Hawaii with me over Christmas? Don't say any of that stuff. I mean, you might can do like little things like, do you like Hawaii? And she'll be going, he's thinking about taking me to Hawaii. So it's all dangerous. Even little forays to get information are dangerous, what she'll do with them. So as a man, stop doing it out loud. I have a man in my life who was just always, he's hunting a wife, majorly hunting a wife. So every woman he'd go out with, he'd be saying out loud all the things he thought would be great about her as a wife. They all thought that he was going to marry them. Do you know how mad they were? When he came across the thing that didn't fit? Do you notice? It's like, look, you can't, I finally unraveled it. I was trying to figure out what was going on. Like, okay, you have to stop saying this stuff out loud. So he stopped. He just started disciplining himself. You know, and he'd report back. Okay, these are all the things I didn't say out loud. And now he's having this amazing relationship. Do you know what? They are. They're going to probably spend the rest of their lives together. But he had to, like, take it one little piece at a time. What he was committed to was what he would speak. So as a man, don't do it out loud. Okay? Tell your buddies. Don't say anything to her. As a woman, if it does not have a date associated with it, it's not a plan. Okay? If he's not saying, will you go with me? If there's no invitation, if there's no date and there's no invitation, will you do this with me on this date? Then he's just expressing a possibility. So when he's expressing all those possibilities, catch yourself listening. He's planning this and go, oh no, he's expressing possibilities. He likes me. What he's telling me is he likes me and he's seeing me fit in his life. Well, that's nice to know. I need to figure out if he fits in my life. You got it? You can save yourself so much heartache just by doing that one thing.